Blog Talk Radio.
Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Happy, happy, happy harvest here, 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 a.k.a. Shabuot, a.k.a. Pentecoste, a.k.a. the giving of the Holy Spirit, the Isle of Iron, in the upper room of Zion. Here, 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 from this day here in the season, we have May. We have May 25th, also Liberation, African Liberation Day, forward for the next 3 days, to the first day, to the Sunday, to the resurrection. You know, the resurrection feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion, coming forward, forward. So right here, this eve, this evening, and here's the word sound that we play often on this eve here, the Thursday podcast, upper room of Zion, Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 1, verse
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
In the upper room of Zion, where the Holy Spirit was given, 50th day, 7 times 7, 49, and on the morrow after, so the day, 28th of May, but here in the season of harvest, the harvest is ready, yay.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, upper room. When they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
So here points for this season, the book of Ruth, a meditation. This is also in the Brit Hayashana, in the Torah, and in the Old Testament. This is also the time of the giving of the law, the giving of the 10 words on Har Sinai. So from Sinai to Mount Zion, and here in the Medi, right here, 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 the book of Ruth. Give ear and hear. Otherwise.
The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me, all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedst not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. The end of the book of Ruth.
Yes, yes, yes. One of the appointed readings and meditations for harvest and the harvest season. Very, very interesting, the book of Ruth. In particular, just draw out right here, in particular, is a theme that we find in the book of Ruth. Now, book of Ruth, once again, Hebraically, Judaically, from the old covenant sense, the giving of the 10 words, the Decalogue, the Esaret HaDibarim on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. This is corresponding with 50 days after the Yetziat, the Sa'at, the coming out from the Hetkapita, from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. So 50 days after, seven Shabbat, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat was the giving of the Torah in the context of the 10 words that we have in Exodus chapter 20. But there's a point right here, book of Ruth, giving the background on the Davidic, on part of the Davidic lineage, Boaz and Ruth and Herut and Ruth. But in chapter 3, verse 9, is an interesting verse. And he said, who art thou? When she was laying at his feet in the barn, and she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. And she said something interesting, spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid. And then she adds to that, thou art a near kinsman. So there's a principle of redeeming and redemption to be brought out of this as well. Here appointed for the season of harvest of Shavuot, Pentecost within the New Testament sense, signifying the seven Sabbaths, Shabbats, Shabuas, weeks, Shavuot, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So that's clearly a first day appointed you know, appointed outcalled gathering and appointed feast, one of the seven, the middle of the seven. So we have the three that occur first in the season known as Passover, Pesach. There's Passover, there's Days of Unleavened Bread, and then there is the first fruits. Now, the first fruits links here in the count with Shavuot or with harvest to come. 50 days after, or 7 weeks, 7 Shabbats. I emphasize Shabbats because it's tomorrow, the next day after the seventh Shabbat. But here in Ruth chapter 3, verse 9, just to zoom in on this, and this has to do with certain ancient Hebrew and Israelite matrimony, like word sound, the word sound. So when I heard that in the Dubwise, the remix, that was Alexander Scorby, I think the scientist, dub, classic scientist, scientist dub backing right there. I said, Chan, let's illuminate a little bit on this. Since the book of Ruth is one of the books that's read, the main book appointed to be read during this season, you know, as we had Song of Songs for Pesach, for Passover, you know, certain books, the meditation. So here in verse 9, right here in verse 9, and he said, let's just bring out the Hebrew right here, Wayomer. And he said, Wa'en Yomer, Yomer, he's saying, right, me at, to say like you speaking to a woman, at, right, Wa'tomer, Wa'en Tomer, and she said, so Yomer, he said, Tomer, she said, Anoki, I self, Anoki, root, Amateka, Amatecha, Amateka, thy handmaid. Then she goes on to say, U farasta kanafecha al Amateka. She says, spread, farasta, speaking to him is like a command, farasta, to faras, like to spread, farasta, the I male, spread, kanafecha. The kanaf. Kanaf is like the wings. Now, some go into some reasonment that the tzitzits, the fringes, are likened to these wings, and that signifies like either a type of a talit or a netela or some sort of a shawl with those sort of fringes. And it was spread like the edge of your garment, right? The edge of your garment or your like shawl, like over, you know, over your handmaiden. So she speaks in a kind of a third person sense directly to him. And then she says this, ki goel, the goel, the redeemer, my related. The sense is actually goel here, the word for that's translated as kinsman redeemer, goel, right, is from ga'al. Ga'al, right, means to redeem. And in redeeming, one acts as a kinsman redeemer. Now, in the Torah studies, there's some principles that we go over. You know, when it says, like, say, if you have a brother and he sold his piece of land, that, you know, he or maybe another relation could redeem that land. So the basic sense is redeemer. And this is where we get this idea, even among latter-day, like, Christians and Christianity, of the kinsman redeemer applied there to the Moshiach Yeshua. So it's to redeem, to ga'al, is to redeem, to act as a kinsman redeemer. But it also has a sense, when necessary, to avenge or to revenge. But the direct sense is to ransom. And in ransoming, this is part of the direct sense of doing the part of a kinsman. So doing the part of a kinsman and acting as a kinsman redeemer. Usually, in the context of the book of Ruth, appointed for Shavuot, the harvest, and the Pentecost season, by marrying the brother's widow to beget a child for him, if he passed away and there was no child, to beget a child for him to redeem from slavery, the next sense from like some bondage, like say you may have a brother and he might have been adjudicated to owe a debt. a debt that he does not have, like the shekel, the shekelim, doesn't have the silver, or he doesn't have anything to kind of like pay that particular debt. So he now has to go into a state of work. You know, it's like a, kind of like a forced work situation to basically work off the debt. So you have to work for somebody, go under someone else's employ. Now, a kinsman, right, or a brother or whatnot, a kinsman could now pay whatever that debt is. So therefore, it's like they paid off that debt. Now that one is free to come back to their own inheritance, do whatever their work is, because the courts might have adjudicated them, you know, in some suit, a civil suit, as Torah goes into many of those acts that he committed a wrongdoing. He wrongdid his brother or one in business, and now he owes this particular debt. So that's the next sense of redeeming, to redeem one. They often say slavery, but from some a work employ, like a forced work employ, right, to pay off that debt, to redeem land. Or one might even, as they say, sell themselves or put themselves into another's employ, you know, in order to basically make money. You know, even in the ancient principle, this was, but it's regulated here in HaTorah. There's a next sense of redeeming the land, as we mentioned. Perhaps there's some sort of debt or something, and one has inheritance land. And so one might, quote, sell, not so much sell, though it's translated like that, but the context of Torah is basically rent out, lease the land. So it would be like they would rent the land to another Israelite or to a stranger or someone else, you know, for a certain period of time. But often if that land is not, the land needs to be bought back, right? The land needs to be bought back because only the Israelites, according to HaTorah and the covenant, those who can trace that pedigree from the patriarchs are, you could say, land owners after the landlord, Yahuwah Jehovah. So that land needs to be redeemed, needs to be purchased back. That's why the Torah says the land shall not be, I think it uses in translation, sold indefinitely or in perpetuity, like forever. The land would not be sold forever. So the idea of selling basically is exchange of money, but the context is that the land is being like rented, so to speak, you know. But to avoid any like complex situations, a fellow relative, you know, or fellow relation or brother should redeem the land, or the one who even sold it might have to do that. The last sense of the goel, right, or the other sense of the goel is to exact vengeance, right? It's to exact vengeance, right? But the direct sense is to redeem by some sort of a payment. And then we get the kind of the theological or the spiritual metaphysical applications of it, even in Torah and the prophets, to redeem with Elohim, Hailahim as the subject, right? And when Elohim now redeems in this context, it's like individuals from death, as we have in many testimonies in the scripts, even in many Psalms, that sense of redeeming my life. That means you saved my life. You know, you paid whatever price it was so that I still have my life, you know, from that certain death in the situation. Israel, for example, from the Mitzri, the Tawi, you know, bondage. And also Yisrael, Yasharala, even these latter days and times after the 400 years, from the exile situation. Now, in redeeming, Ga'al in the Hebrew, a kinsman redeemer, a goel, one may redeem oneself, right? One can redeem themselves, as it points out in HaTorah, that one can redeem themselves. Maybe you didn't have the shekels to pay off the debt, but somehow you came into that, so now you can pay that off, and you are released from that particular work, you know, to pay off debt situation. So a redeemer from the Goel, Ga'al, according to the Oriental law of kinship, the Oriental law, when we say Oriental, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church is part of the Oriental. We could say East, right? But really it's the Oriental churches, which basically is another word that means the East, but the Oriental law, the Eastern law of kinship, right? Like in East Africa, Arabia, them regions there, that is to be next of kin. And as such, to buy back a relative's property, to buy back a next relation's property, right? It's kind of interesting, I think, about some of the family, the Geechee and the Gullah, right? Where that often goes on, you know, though we have land even in the South, there's like, you know, the taxes. And if one doesn't pay the so-called taxes on the land, even though it might be family property, potentially it could be bought by others. So therefore, one must redeem, buy back a relative's property. And in the Hebrew sense, also extended is to even marry his widow, you know, and the idea of the legal, lawful, certain types of protection, right, according to the Torah and the ancient custom, right? So here we have this exchange where she says to Boaz, right, therefore, like to spread, therefore, thy skirt over thy handmaid. So we'd like to just kind of share right here, even from Ruth, which is part of the Octatech, Ethiopically speaking, and according to the Beta Israel and according to, you know, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, our Torah or Pentateuch is not a Pentateuch. Pentateuch means like five volumes, you know, as we have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But in the Beta Israel of the East, right, in their Torah sense or Rit sense, it's actually the Octatech, the Octatech. So Penta is like five volumes, Pentateuch, and Octatech is eight volumes. And of those eight volumes, in addition to the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, would be Joshua, right, Judges, right, and Ruth. So Ruth is a part of that particular reading. So it's one of the more ancient, you could say, scrolls within the Hebrew, Israelite, and Judaic tribe. Now, we looked up spread and skirt to say, well, where does the translator translate it after this particular language that, according to ancient Hebraic, Judaic, you know, marriage vows, like when people take their vows, notice, ones take their vows, as Torah talk about vows, right? What is a vow? This is part of the word that is said, right, from a Israelite and a Hebrew perspective, these very words of spreading the skirt. And an example we have in Yechezkel, Ezekiel, right? Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 8, bringing out that sense that we have in Ruth chapter 3, verse 9. We have, now when I pass by thee. Now here, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah is speaking to Yasharala, Yisrael. But the context from the Hebrew is he's speaking to her almost as a man would speak to a woman, right? Or like a husband will speak to a wife in that sense. So I want us to understand this level of the prophetic revelation of that intimacy, right, between I and the Almighty. Here in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 8, it says, now when I pass by thee, I looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee. So these words right here even were adopted, right, and were utilized. The principle, we have it all the way in Ruth, right, from the pre-Davidic times, and then we have in Ezekiel in the prophetic times, this analogy, this metaphor, by being spoken prophetically to Yasharala to call Yisrael to Israel and to Judah, right, in order to bring out another, a deeper sense of it. So he says, now when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, and behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee. So when they talk about the skirt, it's really talking about the kanaf. The kanaf is like the wings of the garment. So if you have a Ethiopian, like netala, right, or Hebraically, Judaically, the talit, at the end it has the fringes, right, the Ethiopic netalas, you know, and the other sort of shawls traditionally have those fringes like Hebraically, you know, the tzitzits. And that there is often what is implied. So those talking about the actual kanaf, kanaf in the Hebrew, kins, right, within the Amharic coming from the Ethiopic root, means the wing, the extremity, the edge, the wing, the border, which is like the corner of a garment. KJV, they translate it as like a skirt, so to speak. But usually it would be like the long and the large garment, or it could be like a kind of a shama, you know, like a kind of a covering. So often in the marriage, Hebraically, Judaically, from the ancient time, the wedding is the ceremony. So really, literally, it would be at the wedding. The marriage is a little more of an intimate thing. You know what I'm saying? According to principle, but the wedding is a ceremony. So that wedding before the community to announce what's going on so everyone is up to date and aware. You know what I mean? These sort of words would be said when the man would take his, like, his shawl and he would cover his woman and he would pronounce these words to her and to the community so it'd be known. Therefore, when we look in the Torah, when it speaks about like adultery or fornication and it talks about uncovering nakedness, one can understand the Hebrew view, not the Gentile mindset where we are. People are repeating Roman rites and rituals, which could be good if people keep the principle of what that covenant is about. But here, Hebraically bringing out this word right here where it says, "And I spread my skirt over thee and cover thy nakedness." Where in Leviticus and in the Torah, it says, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness. So one can see the symbolic act, but what is referring to. Yea, I swear to thee, going on here in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 8, I swear to thee and entered into a covenant with thee. So that whole marriage rite, right, and the wedding, the ceremony, as it were, you know, and the pronouncement of the words, Yahweh, Jehovah himself now, is putting himself within that character, that role of the true, we could say Baal, the true husband, right, of the soul, the psyche of Yasharala, of Yisrael, of She. So here we have this right here, which just bringing out the Hebrew sense of this right here that we just share, right? He says, Wa Ebor. Alayik, and I abar, ebor, from abar, like Hebrew, to cross over, and I pass by, you know, upon thee. Wa ebor alayik, wa erek, and I saw, wa en erek, and I saw, like I saw thee speaking to she. Wehine, and look and see, right? Itake your time, speaking to she. Itake, eight was a time, you know, dodim. Now, dodim, the translation says, what the translation says was a time of love, right? Dodim, from dod. Dod, a contraction of dawad, where we get dawid, right? David, we often bring it out as the well-beloved or the beloved, because it's from that very root. Right there, Dod, Dawad, beloved, loved, also can refer in the context as a title to uncle is a Dod, right? But a loved one, Dod or Dodi, like my love, beloved one, or my uncle, love in an abstract sense. So what he's saying here, it was the eighth, it was the time, the Iowa of Dodin, it was a time of loves. So bringing out a time for the beloved, like the beloved ones in that sense, but in a more intimate, like a man and woman or Elohim, right, and chosen people in Yasharala context. And then he goes on to say, Wa Ephros, and I spread. I'm like spreading. I spread because I'm spreading. Wa Ephros, Kanafi, my wings, literally my wings or like the edge of my garment. Kanafi alayik upon you, speaking to she, right? speaking to Yasharala here in the prophet Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 8. Right? Wa akase, wa akase, wa an akase, 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 and I cover, right, and I cover ervatek, ervatek, modern Hebrew, ervatek, ervatek, or ervatek, ervatek, your nakedness, right? Wa eshaba, wa eshaba lak, eshaba to shaba. Shaba. Eshaba is to say like I oath, I seven myself from Shaba. Shaba, Shaba to seven. So here is also the word for oath. But the literal ancient Hebraic sense, I seven myself. Right? Like I seven myself. Like it's like a sevenfold sense. Oath is like a sevenfold sense. Wa eshaba lak, and I oath. Right, I take a solemn promise. I seven myself lock to you, speaking to sheep. Right, wa abo, right, wa abo, and I enter in, and I enter in. Wa avo, modern Hebrew va avo, va avo, more ancient Afro-Semitic pointing. Wa abo, aboa, wa abo, and I enter. Vivrit, be berit, be in berit. In covenant, otak, otak, speaking to she, speaking directly with you, speaking to she. Noom, noom. Here we have noom. The translator translates it as theis. But in the Hebrew sense, the noom from naam is actually an oracle. It's actually an oracle. So what we have here is like an utterance, a declaration in the oracular sense, like always like preceding the divine name. This is like an oracle, almost like one could say a prophecy of a particular, of a peculiar sense. He says, Noom Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, right? Wa tihyi li. Thus saith, or the oracle of the sovereign Adonai Yahweh, or Yahweh, if you point it that way, right? He who be who he be, the sovereign, he who be who he be. Wa and tihyi, you speaking to she, and you being my li, for me, and you being mine, or as the translator says right here, saith the Lord God, the sovereign, Jehovah, and thou becamest, right, and thou becamest mine. So just bringing out this word sound, so in a sense, it's almost like a, when talk about the marriage of the Lamb, you know, within Revelation, that is based in spirit on much, much of the prophetic oracles like we have right here, here, here. But it's harvest season. It's harvest time in this season. Here, the day of harvest, Don Carlos, classic roots tune for the reason for the season.
Innocent blood of Jesus. Whoa, oh yeah. Whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near.
fall. Let Babylon fall. Jah shall clean out the bad ways, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad ways, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Shabbat time, upper room of Zion time, given the Holy Spirit, Isla Ira time. So here the evening psalm appointed here for this fifth day of the Shabuah, and here for the, what will be the eve, traditionally speaking, the eve of the Shabuah, the harvest here in the season right here. Stay tuned for day one, day two, because that third day, the first day, yes, here.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al haggittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied. Try to understand.
מזמור פא למנצח על הגיתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו טוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעיד בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The home place is due for
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yes, I tried on Israel. Classic Steel Pulse, Nyabingi Voyage right there. Today's daily psalm also here, interesting in the season. We have Psalm 126 right here. It's another classic. I haven't played this in a while, but classic right here. Chant a psalm. Yes, I rise up to chant. Today's daily psalm, 126, coming forward after this. Sema Rastafari.
Rejoice, በኋላ አገራችን ኢየሩሳሌም ደና
today's daily psalm 126. Gonna write off the English here, and then we get into the world Amharic and hopefully touch on some of the Hebrew here as well as the reason for the season. Today's daily psalm 126, royal order. Here.
And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, 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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves. Psalm 126. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, captivity of Zion, captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with 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 sheaves, with
sheaves.
Here from His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, here in the Royal Amharic, before we go through verse by verse. Today's daily psalm, holding firm, dove wide, sing the sweet album.
Mazmur 125, Bekenneth 126, Yema'ereg Mazmur. Mazmur 125, Bekenneth 126. የማዕረግ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ እጅግ ደስተኞች ሆነን በዚያን ጊዜ አፋችን ደስታን አንደበታችንም ሐሴትን ሞላ በዚያን ጊዜ ባህዛብ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገላቸው ተባለ። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገልን ደስም አለን። አቤቱ በደቡብ እንዳሉ ፈታሾች ምርኳችንን መልስ። በለቅሶ የሚዘሩ በደስታ ይለቅማሉ። በሄዱ ጊዜ ዘራቸውን ተሸክመው እያለቀሱ ተሰማሩ። በተመለሱ ጊዜ ግን ነዷቸውን ተሸክመው ደስ እያላቸው ይመጣሉ።
Psalm 127. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion.
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 Forget all these friends and veil fans.
We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with 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 sheaves.
Yes, yes, yes. Holding firm. Today's daily psalm 126, 126 psalm, the Royal Amharic. So one can hear it more or less a cappella wise.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Yes. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Bring forth the Bible. Sama, Sama, Samu, Samu, Samu. Hear this, hear this.
Mazmur meto hayamis, tbek ennif meto hayasiddis. Yema ereg mazmur. እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ እጅግ ደስተኞች ሆነን። በዚያን ጊዜ አፋችን ደስታን አንደበታችንም ሐሴትን ሞላ። በዚያን ጊዜ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገላቸው ተባለ። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገልን ደስም አለን። አቤቱ በደቡብ እንዳሉ ፈሳሾች ምርኳችንን መልስ። በለቅሶ የሚዘሩ በደስታ ይለቅማሉ። በሄዱ ጊዜ ዘራቸውን ተሸክመው እያለቀሱ ተሰማሩ። በተመለሱ ጊዜ ግን ነዷቸውን ተሸክመው ደስ እያላቸው ይመጣሉ።
Children there, Atoche, my fingers, that oche, Zema, look who chant right there, be as a child. So here, going through verse by verse, today's daily psalm, Burhana Selassie, what the man say? Yeah, by them hearts.
Legashun, agarashu, memelech, memelegashun, zengashwe, Ethiopia menash, you know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 126, 126 psalm, a chant of the returned exile. The Falashim Hurricane. Yes, I. Hear.
Salam to Tainayas Taling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayla Salase, Hag Adosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. We have Mezmor, Meto, Haya Sedist. Psalm 126, as we had mentioned in the Hebrew and the Sefer Tehillim Groundation. Today's daily psalm, often themed as a disappointed hope. A disappointed hope, but yet it is a psalm concerning repatriation. It's a psalm concerning the return from Babylon and the captivity, the turning, how John has turned the turning of Zion, today's daily psalm right here. So we have the theme of a disappointed hope. Now, it's interesting, and as the Hillel and I fellows, Brother Yasin was reasoning on that, and even looking at, you know, where the once lost now found are right here, in tune with the history, concerning even the Shashamani land grant, and, you know, these things and those things. But here, today's daily psalm is a thanksgiving for return from captivity. So we're going to write up the Royal Amharic and compare and contrast right here with the KJV English. So from the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kanmawi, Haile Selassie, the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, weep not, behold. So here we have Yesedet Te Melashoch Mezmor. Yesedet Te Melashoch, Temelashoch, Temelashoch, those the return of the captivity. So here was some of the Falasha, even we of this north country, the once lost now found, the black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, right? A psalm, a chant, an intonation here. Thanksgiving for return from captivity. And here in the beginning of this 400 year, 2019, it's just very interesting just to note that for the record. But then there's also the sense in today's daily psalm of a disappointed hope, a feeling of disillusionment that underlies what some regard as a pathetic psalm, in that sense, a psalm of some suffering. I and I the sufferer, I and I the wailer. The glorious expectations aroused, historically speaking, for we the black Jews by the edict of Koresh or Cyrus are compared to and with the meagerness of what had so far been achieved. We look at Shashamani. We look at where we're at now and from then and what has gone on, the ups and downs, the follies, the underground. And the comparison, it inspires a petition, an abetuta, a petition, a sha'al in the Hebrew. A petition is an ask. It inspires an ask, a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So here we have in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Meto Haya Sedist, the Mezmure Dawit, in the Psalms of David, the Psalter, in the Psalter, today's daily psalm. So the superscription first, Ye Ma'arig Mezmur, song of degrees, a song of ascents. And just to make a note right here for the fellow Chabarim, Ami, my people, my brothers, the Talmudim, the Dekam Ezamorit, fellow disciples, we have from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, the Aliyah. Aliyah, the Aliyah in the Hebrew, right, is the Ma'arig, 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 the ascension. So here we have an ascension psalm, Ye Ma'arig Mezmur. So here, Psalm 126 is also a song of ascension, of going up, of the pilgrimage psalm, also the returning to the land. So going to the land, the promised land, is even that aliyah, that going up, right? Ma'arig. So we have Yeh Ma'arig Mezmur, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. So make I and I begin. Besama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak, and jamral. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Kuter ant. Ekziari her yes yonin merkob melesegize idjiga destenyo chohonin. When the Lord Egaziavi her, the sustaining, the good, the generous Ab Father, turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Egaziavi her yes yonin merkob melesegize idjiga destenyo chohonin. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Bezian gize afachin de Satan. Bezian gize afachin de Satan. And the betach nema hasetina mola. Bezian gize ahazav zenik. Giziavia talak negrina de regalacho tabale. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, Bezian Gize, Afachin, Destan, then was our mouth filled with happiness, and our tongue with singing, and Betachnima, Hasetin, Mola, Hasetin, Mola. Then said they among the heathen, among the nations, Bezian Gize, Ba'ahzab Zen, Ba'ahzab, among the different Hizboch peoples. Then they said, Egziaviher, Talak Negrina de Regalacho, Tabale. Then they said, Tabale, Egziaviher, Talak Negrina de Regalacho, that the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, have done great things for them. Kuter source, verse 3. Egziavi her talak negrina dereglin desimalin. Egziavi her, the Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, Egziavi her, have done great things for us, for I and I. Egziavi her talak negrina dereglin. Whereof we are glad. Desimalin. Desimalin. We are des, happy, 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 glad. Kuter Arat, verse 4, Avetu. Bedebu bendalu afesashoch merkoach nina melis. Turn again our captivity, O Lord. Avetu, our Father's Father, O Father of the Beit, the house. Bedebu bendalu afesashoch merkoach nina melis. As the streams in the south, Bedebub, Bedebub and Dalu Fasashoch, Merkoachnin Melis, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Belikso Yemizarua Bedeseta Yilek Malu, they that sow in tears, Belikso Yemizaru, shall reap in joy. Bedeseta yilek malu. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Behedugi ze Zaracho wina teshekumowa yale kasua tesamaru. Betemele sugi ze gina nedoacho wina teshekumo desi yalacho yimetalu. He that goeth forth and weepeth. He that goeth forth and weepeth behedu gize in their goings a racha winter shakmo yalekasu tesamaru bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again betamelesu gize gin with rejoicing bringing his sheaves with him nedoacha winter shakmo Desi ala cho y metal.
መዝሙር 125 በቀንፍ 126 የማዕረግ መዝሙር መዝሙር 125 በቀንፍ 126 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ እጅግ ደስተኞች ሆነን በዚያን ጊዜ አፋችን ደስታን አንደበታችንም ሐሴትን ሞላ በዚያን ጊዜ በአሕዛብ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገላቸው ተባለ። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነገርን አደረገልን ደስም አለን። አቤቱ በደቡብ እንዳሉ ፈታሾች ምርኳችንን መልስ። በለቅሶ የሚዘሩ በደስታ ይለቅማሉ። በሄዱ ጊዜ ዘራቸውን ተሸክመው እያለቀሱ ተሰማሩ። በተመለሱ ጊዜ ግን ነዶአቸውን ተሸክመው ደስ እያላቸው ይመጣሉ።
Psalm 127. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with 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 sheaves.
Yeah.
Hama'ilot. Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Zion. Hayinu Kholmi Azimale Sehoka Pinu Ueleshonenu Rin Az Yomru Abagoyi Higdil Yahuwah La'etzota Imele Higdil Yahuwah La'etzota Iman Hayinu Simachin Shuba Yahuwah Eta Shibutenu Ka'efikima Banegev Ha'zoraima Be'edima'a Be'rina Yitzoru Haloka Yelek Ubako Nose Mesheka Hazara Bo Yabo Ve'rina Nose El Mutai.
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
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 captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with 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 sheaves.
Mizmor Kufkaf Vav Shir Hamma'alot. Veshuv Adonai et Shivat Zion, Hayinu Keholimim. אז ימלא שחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה, אז יאמרו בגויים, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שובה אדוני את שביתנו, כאפיקים בנגב, אז זורעים בדמעה, ורינה יקצורו, הלוך ילך ובכו, נושא משך הזרע, בו יבוא ורינה, נושא אלומותה, 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 אלומותה,
אלומותה, אלומותה, אלומותה, אלומותה, אלומותה, אלומותה,
Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Mizmor Kof Kaf Vav. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Psalm 126. Psalm CXXVI. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Shir Hama'ilot. Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Zion. Hayinu K'cholmim. Shir Hama'ilot, Shir Hama'alot, a song of ascent, a song of degrees, Shir, a song, Hama'ilot, of goings up, Hama'alot, Shir Hama'alot, Beshuv Yahuwah, Eta Shibata Zion, when Yahuwah, he who be, we be, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, Beshuv Yahuwah, Eta Shibat Zion. Hayinu, we were, we became, Hayinu, k'cholmim, we became like dreamers, we became like to them that dream, Hayinu, k'cholmim, b'shuv, Yehovah, eta shibata tzion, Hayinu, k'cholmim, az imale, sechok apinu, u lishonenu rinna, az yomru vagoyim, hikadil, Yehovah, la'esota
Im'el. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, Yahweh, Jehovah have done great things with these. Az Yimale, Sehokapinu, Az, then, as, then, Yimale, 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 being filled, Sehok, laughter, pinu, our mouth, Az Yimale, Sehokapinu, Ulishonenu, Rina, and our tongue, Ulishonenu, Ulishonenu, Rina, with singing. Ulishonenu rin, as yomru bagoyim, then as said they yomru among the nations bagoyim, among the Gentiles, the nations and nationalities, as yomru bagoyim, higadili Yahuwah la'esot im ele, Yahuwah hath done great things with these, higadil, 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 great. Yehovah, he who be, we be. La is sought to do, la is sought in with ale, with these. In ale, im ale. Higadil, Yehovah, la is sought in ale. Higadil, Yehovah, la is sought imanu. Hayinu, simachin. Yehovah, Jehovah have done great things with us. We are rejoiced. Higadili Yahuwa la esot imanu. Higadil, great. Higadil, great. Yahuwa, he who be, we be. La esot to do imanu with us. Higadili Yahuwa la esota imanu. Hayinu, we being, we becoming. Hayinu, simachim. Hayinu, simachim. Joyful ones, rejoices, simachim. Shuba Yahuwah eta shibutenu ka efikim ba negev. Turn our captivity, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land, as the streams in the Negev in the south. Shuba, turn, Yahuwah, Shuba, Yahuwah, turn, O Jehovah, et shibutenu, turn our turning, turn, restore our fortunes, to say, turn our captivity, that is the katib, what is written, et shibutenu, turn our captive ones, turn our captivity, the Kativ and the Kare, Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibutenu. Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibitenu. Ka as Ifikim, the streams, Banegeb, in the Negev, in the south. Ha Zoraima, Bidimaah, Bidrina, Yikazor. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Ha Zoraim. The sowers, ha zorim, the sowers, bidima, in tears, ha zorim, bidima, bidrina ikasoru, bidrina, in joy, in singing, in joy, rejoicing tones, bidrina ikasoru, they shall reap. Haloka yeleka ua bako nose mesheka ha zara bo yabo berina nose ya elumutayo. Though he goeth on his way weeping that beareth the measure of seed, he shall come home with joy bearing his sheaves. Halok yelek, his going, halok. Yelek is going, in that sense, haloka yeleka, u bako, and weeping, nose, carrying, bearing, mesheka ha zara, the measure of seed, mesheka ha zara, bo ya bo. The first part, halok yelek, trotting his trod, halok yelek, halok yelek, though he goeth on his way, halok yelek, going his going, in that sense of trotting his trod, halok yelek, ubako, and weeping, no say, lifting, bearing, no say, meshek hazara, the measure of seed, bo ya bo, the sense of go his going, in the sense of he shall come home, go his going, berina, with joy and singing, ringing, singing tones, no say, bearing, carrying, lifting up, no say, bearing, elumotayo, bearing his sheaves, Mizmor kof kaf wow, shir hama elot, b'shuv Yahuwah eta shibata tzion, hayinu kecholmim, az yimale sehok apinu, u lishonenu rina, az yomru bagoyim, higdili Yahuwah la'esota im ele, higdili Yahuwah la'esot imanu, hayinu asimachim, Shuba Yahuwah eta shibutenu, Shuba Yahuwah eta shibitenu, kafikima banegev, Hazoraima bedima, berina yikas oru. Haloka yeleka ubako, no se mesheka hazara. Boya boa berina, no se elumotayo.
מזמור קכ"ו שיר המעלות. ושוב אדוני את שיבת ציון, היינו כחולמים. אז ימלא שחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה. אז יאמרו בגויים, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה. הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שובה אדוני את שביתנו, כאפיקים בנגב, הזורעים בדמעה, ברינה יקצורו. הלוך ילך ובכו, נושא משך הזרה, בו יבוא ורינה, נושא אלום מותיו.
שירה מעלות, ושוב אדוני שיבת ציון, היינו כחולמים. אז אם מלא צחוקים ושוננו רינה, אז אמרו בגויים הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שובה אדוני שביתנו, תפיקים בנגב, הזורעים בדמעה, ברינה יקצורו. הלוך ילך ובכו נושא משך הזרע, כי פה יבוא ברינה, נושא אלומות.
And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, 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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 127. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Shalom Chabarim. So here a few highlights on today's song, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Psalm CXXVI. So we have the opening. It's a song of degrees, a song of ascents, or a song of goings up. It's a sheer song. Mizmor is a chant, an intonation, a chant. We say eyes is here. We have a song, sheer hama'illot. Hama'illot, ha the ma'illot, or ma'alot, as some would say, pointed as hama'illot, that ma'alot, the aliyah, the going up. So this is a song of degrees, and here we have the overview. Today's psalm recalls and recalling the joy of past deliverance, iliverance, and ha'els, the true good, the true gods, Jah's covenant community asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, infinitely, godfidently, so to speak, anticipating thee and I sorrow, the sorrow being transformed into joy. So today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, recalls the joy of past deliverance. And here, Jah's covenant, the covenant community, is asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, infinitely, confidently anticipating that there and I sorrow be transformed and is being transformed into joy. Overview of today's psalm. Now, some theme today's psalm is more Kof Kaf Wow, or some will say Kof Kaf Vav. Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, as a disappointed hope, a feeling of disillusionment. Some say underlies this pathetic psalm. Some say it's there's a pathos, there's suffering, there's sorrow, pathology, the pathology of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. The glorious expectations aroused by the verdict of Koresh Hebraically is Cyrus, are compared with the meagerness of what had so far been reached. Now, the historical point of view of Cyrus and Darius and Koresh and Cyrus. Cyrus is the one who gave the Yehudi, the Jews, the black Jews of Persia, the right to that community, the right to return after the 70 years. The 70 years of the southern kingdom, Yehuda, right, the last of the Jedi, the Judahites, as Yisrael, the northern 10 tribes, were taken into captivity by Assyria. Then later on, we have the southern kingdom, the Judahite, the Yehudi kingdom, going into captivity in Babylon. And after 70 years, Koresh, Cyrus, he grants an edict of a right of return, the right of return. So we get the Ezra, the time period of Ezra in the scriptures, Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So this is what this psalm here, it speaks to as well. And the comparison inspires here a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So getting a context, right, so we'll know what the Isis, the chant is for, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Psalm CXXVI, Song of Ascents. It's a sheer hama'illot, song of the goings up, hama'illot, of the aliyahs, as ma'illot is a plural word, the goings up, speaking of the pilgrim festival, but also speaking of the aliyah, the returning out of exile. The aliyah is also the returning out of exile and the going up to the promised land, to the holy land. So, shir hama'illot. So here, let's touch on the first verse right here, the aleph verse. In the Hebrew, the title, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, is part of the aleph, the first verse. Now, in the KJV, it reads, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
So here, the first verse in the KJV King James Wise, a song of degrees, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. The Hebraist in the Hebrew, the Brit, we have, Beshub Yehovah et Shibat Zion, Hayinu k'cholmim. So here, Hebraically translated, when he who be who he be, Yehovah, brought back those that returned to Zion. Beshub Yehovah et Shibat Zion. Et Shibat. Shibat, some would enunciate it as Shivat. Shivat. Beshub Adonai et Shivat Zion. In the modern Hebrew, but here, Masoretically, according to the scripts, Beshub Yehovah et Shibat Zion. Beshub. Beshub. In returning, in turning, in returning, he who be who he be, et Shibat, the captivity. Here we have Shibat brought out in the KJV as captivity. Hebraically, when he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, brought back or returned, brought back, returned, Vishub Yehovah, Vishub Yehovah, those that returned, et Shibat, Sion, those that return to Zion. So here from this one opening verse, the first part of the verse, we have two translations. The KJV says, when Yahuwah, Jehovah turned again the captivity of Zion. Here we have when Yahuwah, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Sion. So now the precise significance of the title is important. The title is a song of degrees, a song of ascents, a song of the goings up. Shir ha-ma'ilot. Ha-ma'ilot. Ha, the ma'ilot. Shir ha-ma'ilot. This appears in Psalms 120 to Psalm 134. So these are the ascension psalms, the pilgrim psalms. Some say the significance of the title is unclear to them, but it's clear to us as we study this from the HD, the Hebrew definition, the context of we, the black Jews of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It's clear that these are the psalms. These psalms right here are the psalms that are recited when the worshippers, the pilgrims, ascend the road to Yerushalayim. The road to Yerushalayim, the road to Sion, the road to Zion, to celebrate, to celebrate the annual religious sacred feasts and festivals, the Mo'adei Yahuwah, the Mo'adei Yahweh, the feasts, the festivals, the appointments, the Shalosh Regalim, the Shalosh, the three Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals, as it says in HaTorah, three times in the year shall all the males appear in the place, the Makom HaMakom, the spot, the place where Yahuwah, where he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, has placed his name, appointed for his name, has set his name. And that place being Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that place being Sion. Now the connection of Zion and Jerusalem is particularly interesting, not to get into it right here, but we have the pilgrims here on the road to Zion. First stop, Sion. First stop is Zion, and then continuing to ascend to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Right? So we have to look at a map so we can get the topical view of things. First, the road to Sion. First stop, Sion, Zion. Then continuing the ascend, continuing the ma'ilot, the aliyah, the going up to Yerushalayim. So the title, firstly, foremostly, the Shir HaMa'ilot. HaMa'ilot. Song of degrees, song of ascents, song of the goings up. Now, with the first part of the verse, so we have the title, we have the first part of the verse, and the second part. The first part, when he who be who he be turned again, bishub, turned again, or when he who be who he be brought back, returned, bishub, Yehovah, bishubi, Yehovah, et Shibat Zion, et Shibat Sion, or some would say Et Shivat Sion, turned again the captivity, the captivity. So here we have the H7870 word, Sheba, the Sheba. What is the Sheba? Sheba, right, at the root of Shivat, the Sheba is a return captivity. a return, a captivity. Literally in the Hebrew, it's a return. A shiva, a return, a turn, because a turn again, the sense of turning again. If you return something, you turn it again. If you like to return it, to turn it again, right? But in the context here, bringing out the sense of the captivity, et shibat Sion, or when he who be who he be turned again those that returned, those that turned again to Sion. So the rendering that we have here in the RV, the Revised Version margin, is often a paraphrase rather than a translation. Within like the KJV, many times you get a paraphrase, right? The phrase in a varied form is common in the scriptures, is common in the Bible, and is best explained as, quote, turned the turning of Zion, when he who be who he be turned the turning of Zion. Bishubi Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. Shub, bishub, in turning, turned, returning, turning. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. When he who be who he be turned the turning of Sion, turned the turning of Zion, turned the turning of Zion, made a change in her circumstances, in her circumstances. We say her, speaking of Sion, speaking of Zion, and even by extension, speaking of her, speaking of her, speaking of Yerushalayim, speaking of she, speaking of her, the soul of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's soul people, the soul being she as well. When he who be who he be made a change, Bishub Yehovah, a change in her circumstances, et Shabbat Sion, restored her, some would say restored her fortune, restored her baraka, restored her blessedness, her set apartness, that sense of the sorrow, right, the sorrow, the apparent sorrow being turned into joy. Hebraically speaking, turns with a turning toward his people. When he who be who he be turns with a turning. Bishub, yeah, Bishub at the root of Shabbat. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Sion. When he who be who he be turns with a turning, Sion, Sion, his people. Now the Hebrew noun Shabbat, Shabbat or Shavat, modern Hebrew Shavat, Shivat, Shivat, ancient pointing, Shibat, Shibat. It occurs, interestingly enough, it occurs only here in the Brit Yeshana, in the Old Testament, the Brit Yeshana in the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. Only here do we have Shivat, Shibat, Shibat. For this reason, many translators and expositors on the scripts, they prefer to amend the form, right? They prefer to amend the form, amending the form, like in some sense, re-seeing, re-pointing, amending the form to the more common Shavit, the more common Shavit, Shavit, Shavit or Shabit, Shabit, ancient pointing Shabit, 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 or to Shabut, Shabut, modern pointing Shavut, Shavut. So we have Shabit and Shabut for the Shabbat. So now when you're looking at the Hebrew, what we see is in the written form, we have the Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. The Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. In the amended form, to the more common form, we have the Sheen, Beit, Yod, and Tau. The Sheen, Beit, Yod, and Tau. And then in the Shabbat sense, we have the Sheen, Beit, Wow, and Tau. Right, if you look at the Hebrew, the yod is like a shorter wow. The wow, the W, we could say the W sonant, right? The W glyph, right? Hebraically in the Asherit, and the later we could say the Masoretic, later square Hebrew. When we look at the two letters, we see a remarkable similarity. The wow appears as a longer form, a lengthened form of the yod. But here in the Shibat, Shibat that we have in the text and the more common forms, what we see is a change of order. So in the scripts, we have the Yod before the Beit, right? In this scripture here, because remember this word, Shavat, Shabbat, Shabbat appears only here. The more common form in the scripture is either the Shabbat or the Shabbat. Now, in the Shabbat sense, that's close to the Shabbat, what we have is the Beit before the Yod in Shabbat and the Yod before the Beit in Shabbat. Now, both of these, the Shabbat and the Shabbat, are used as a cognate accusative of the Shub, 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 Shub. Now, what do we have in the Shub? Well, we have a point of reference right here. Point of reference, we have this in Psalm 14. Recall Psalm 14, verse 7, KJVY. It says, Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. In other words, were come, I italicized, so not being there, the more force of the reading. Oh, that the salvation of Israel out of Zion, when Yahuwah, Jehovah, bringeth back, Shub, the sense of Shub, bringeth back the captivity. Bringeth back the what? The captivity, the Shabbat, or the Shabbat, which is the exile. Shabbat, the exile, Shabbat, exile the prisoners, right? Brings back the Shabbat, the Shabbat of his people, of his people. Then the final part of the verse in Psalm 14 and 7, Jacob, Yaakov, shall rejoice, and Yisrael, and Israel shall be glad. Mi yiten, mi tzion, yishuat Yisrael. Who will give from Zion, literally in the Hebrew, mi, who, yiten, who is he that will give? Mi yiten, mi tzion, from Sion, Zion, Yeshuat, Yeshuat, the Yasha'a, the salvation, the victory, Yeshuat, Yisrael, the victory, the salvation of Yisrael, of Israel, the Sar of El, Beshub, Beshub. So here we have it again, this phrase, Beshub, right? In returning, Beshub, Yehoah, Shabbat, Amo, Beshub, Yehoah, Shabbat Amo. Bishubi Yahuwah Shabbat Amo. Now, the English translation says right here, when Bishub Yahuwah, when Jehovah bringeth back, when he turns, Shabbat, the captivity, Amo, the captivity of his people, Yagel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael, Jacob Yagel Yaakov, Jacob shall be glad. Yismach Yisrael, and Israel, right? Jacob shall be glad. Well, in the sense of Yagel, the Gili is more like to rejoice in that sense. It's almost like to spin from Gil to spin around, to under the influence of a strong emotion. Yagel Yaakov, Jacob shall rejoice, Yismach, and glad, Yismach Yisrael, and Israel shall samach, Yismach, shall brighten up, lively up, brighten up, shall shine, shall have bliss, gleesome, shall cheer up, Israel, Jacob shall rejoice, Yagel Yaakov, and Yisrael and Israel shall be glad. But what we're zooming in on is when Jehovah bringeth back or returneth the captivity and turning the captivity of his people. When he who be who he be, Bishubi Yahuwah, Shabbat Amo, Shabbat, the captivity, Ammo, the captivity of his people. Now, however, we have the Aramaic cognate in the Aramaic. So in looking at the Hebrew, looking more at the Western Shemitic, and now looking at the Eastern Shemitic or the Aramaic cognate of Shabbat, it appears in the 8th century B.C., right? 8th century B.C., old Aramaic inscription with the verb shub. So the cognate noun appears to mean, when we study this, return. So we have the sense of brought back, when he bringeth back, but the sense of return. And the best of the bringing out into English is when he who be who ye be turned, returned, and turned, returned, the turning of Zion, the returning. When he returns, the returning of Zion, when he turns, the turning of Zion. Bishub, Yehoah, Eta, Shabbat, Zion. Therefore, the sense here is the sense of restoration. Therefore, it appears that Shabbat, some say, should be retained and understood as a cognate accusative of shub, turn with a turning towards, a sense of turn with a turning towards. Shabbat, right? You have Shabbat, right? And taking Shabbat as construct, as a construct, constructive. Therefore, it understands, right, taken as a constructive means that in the order of words, we have Bishub, Yehoah, Bishub, in bringing back and turning, he who be who he be, et, which is the direct object marker, et, what does he turn, what is he returning, et Shabbat, whether brought out as captivity or the returning of. So the constructive sense is Shabbat is connected, the returning, the turning of, or the turning towards Zion. Et Shabbat Zion. So the constructive, understanding it as a constructive, Shabbat, right? Shabbat or Shabbat here, connected with Zion there. So not just returning to, but connected with the turning of Zion. The returning of Zion, the returning of Zion. Now, the second part of the opening verse, just to get a groundation here, is Hayinu, k'cholmin, Hayinu, haya, to be, haya, as he who be, who he be, revealed his name to Moshe, ehyeh, asha, ehyeh, some say ahaya, haya, right, to be. Here we have Hayinu, hayinu, ke, like, cholmin. So cholmin, from cholem, right, cholem means to dream, right? So the cholmim are dreamers, right? Hayinu, ke, cholmin. Thus, the translation, we were like them that what? What does KJV brings out? We were like them that dream. Hayinu, we were like, we became. So you see, to emphasize the sense of not just we were, but we be becoming, like cholmin. We be like dreamers. We were like dreamers. So what is this sense of we became like dreamers? We be like dreamers. We be dreamers, right? This could mean that the speakers were so overcome with ecstatic joy. Right? And we see this connection even with the third verse. Yahuwah have done great things with us, with I and I. We are rejoiced. Higdil Yahuwah la'esota imanu hayinu simachim. Again, the hayinu, we be simachim. We be rejoicers, or we be glad. We be glad ones. We be as glad ones. Hayinu semechim. Semechim, hayinu semechim, or semechim. Hayinu semechim. We become samach, glad, happy. So the connection here, being like dreamers, this could mean that the speakers, that I and I are so overcome with ecstatic joy, that they and we were like those who fantasizing about pleasurable experiences in our sleep. Oh, you're dreaming. Repatriation, going to return, come out of Babylon. Oh, that's a dream. You're fantasizing about something that's obviously very pleasurable to experience it in your dream. You're dreaming in their sleep. And here we have a connection with Isaiah 29, chapter 29, verses 7 and 8. It will be like a dream, a night vision. There will be a horde from all the nations that fight against Ariel, those who attack her and her stronghold and besiege her. It will be like a hungry man dreaming that he is eating, only to awaken and to find that his stomach is empty. It will be like a thirsty man dreaming that he is drinking, only to awaken and to find that he is still weak and his thirst unquenched. So it will be for the horde of all the nations, all the Goyim, all the Gentiles that fight against Har Sion, against Mount Zion. So we have that sense of the dream in their sleep. Since dreams are more commonly associated with the Brit Hashanah, with the Old Testament, right, with prophetic, right, in the Old Testament we have the Brit Hashanah, in the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, we have dreams are associated with prophetic visions. Dreams are associated with prophetic visions. And also, if we look at the season, right, in which season does this psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, come up? Especially if it's in the season, right, you know, in a certain season, it's very interesting, in a certain season, we have that time of dreams, right? Even within Bereshit, in the Genesis readings, especially after the Sukkot, right? When we begin the Torah sabbatical studies again for those 5 or 6 months before Pesach, right? The darker times, the winter moons, the more night, less light times are also associated with dreams. But the dreams are associated with prophetic visions. So the community, Jah people, Jah community, may be comparing their and Ina experience of Jah's renewed favor to a prophet receiving the divine visions. Just as a prophetic dream sweeps the individual into a different dimension. Ever have a dream, just a regular dream, you know, and it's like you're in a different dimension, right? You know, but here, just as a prophetic dream, the dreams of the prophet, the visions and the dreams of the prophet, this sweeps the individual, the indivisible dual, into a different dimension. And also, sometimes it brings one and ones and ones face-to-face, panim el panim, face-to-face with Elohim Atzmo, with Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God himself. We have this in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 28, verses 11 to 15, where Ya'akov, right, you know, the experience that we have there, right, where he had that dream and that vision. Then also in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 to 15, where Yahweh Jehovah appeared to Shlomo, to Solomon, Becholem, in a dream, right? So, too, Jah people, Jah's come in unity, community, I and I being aware of he who be who he be, of Jehovah's presence in a special way. In the day of Zion's restoration, in that day of Zion's restoration. So though the MT, the Masoretic text, as it stands, the Masoretic text, the Hebrew text, the Masoretic text, even here in the Sefer Tehillim, as it stands, it makes good sense. Some choose, right, looking at the Hebrew, some choose to understand, to come to overstanding of what's called in the linguistic etymology academics, they call it a homonymic root, right? A similar name root, homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, right? So looking at hayinu k'cholmim, which is usually translated as we be like dreamers, or we were like them that dream. We became as those who dream. Hayinu k'cholmim. Others looking at the same Hebrew glyphs, right, bring out the sense of the homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, thus deriving it not from the cholam sense, but the chalam, chalam. What is the chalam? Chalam sense, the chalam sense. And thus translate this to we were like those restored to health. Hayinu k'chalamim, k'chalamim. Hayinu k'chalamim. So instead of we be like those that dream, we became like those that were restored to health, right? Even to our sanity because of the restoration of Sion. This reading appears to have support of many of the ancient translations as well, right? So just to share a couple of words right here, just on the opening verse, because as we look at the Hebrew, many things that Sirach puts it very well. Right? That which is uttered in Hebrew and translated into an other language doesn't always have the same force in them or to bring out the force of the Hebrew. So it is both true, hayinu k'cholmim, but it's also true, hayinu k'chalamim. We become like those that dream, right? So say to those who don't experience the same sight, scene, and vision. But in actuality, hayinu ka chalamim, chalam, chalam. We become like strong ones. We become healthy. We become like those restored. With the restoration of Sion, I and I are restored to health. Mind, health, in spirit, in soul, and in body. So here, 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 opening verse, a little build and midrash and study here on Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, the Aleph, the first verse, Shir HaMa'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion, Hayinu Ke Cholmin, Hayinu Ke Chalamin.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
The whole place is doomed.
My evil, my evil,
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Vav Shir Hamma'alot. Beshuv Adonai et Shivat Zion Hayinu Keholemim. Az Yimale Sechok Pinu Ulshonenu Rinna. Az Yomeru Vagoyim. Higdil Adonai la'asot im elle, higdil Adonai la'asot immanu, hayinu semechim. Shuva Adonai et shevitenu, ka'afikim bannegev. Hazzore'im bedim'a, berinna yikzoru. Haloch yelech uvacho, nose meshech hazara, bo yavo verinna, nose alum motav.
My evil, my evil, my evil, my evil, my evil, my evil,
boy, everything takes time. Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Ta, ta. Ah. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Cha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bein, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sada, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau,
Ta,
Ta, Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saapasa, Karashata, Ta, 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 Ta,
Slasya,
Rastafara,
Abba Gadaha,
Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saipa,
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering to this for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this speak to this speak to this speak to this speak for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear. Would not
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
So here, Midrash, study here on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Psalm CXXVI, a Midrash, a study here in the Beit Midrash, the house of study, here on today's psalm. Shir Hama'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shvat Tzion, Hayinu K'cholmin, a song of the goings up. Shir Hama'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shabbat Zion Hayinu K'cholmin. When Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, brought back those that returned to Zion. Bishubi Yahuwah Eta Shabbat Zion. We were like them, like to them that dream. Hayinu K'cholmin. Rav Yochanan said, all the years of his life, Choni, that man renowned for righteousness was troubled about this verse. He said, is it possible for a man to lay sleeping for 70 years? Choni said, is it possible for a man to lay sleeping for 70 years?
For 70 years?
For 70 years?
For 70 years?
And here, Midrash note, the Babylonian captivity referred to in this verse lasted 70 years. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehuda, of Judah, referred to in this verse, it lasted 70 years. See Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11, and Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the Judahites, the Yehudi, even we the black Jews, referred to in this verse, lasted for 70 years. One day, while Choni was walking along the road, he saw a man planting a carob tree. Choni asked, tell me now, in how many years will the carob tree bear fruit? The man replied, 70 years. Said Choni, art thou certain that thou, the I, wilt live for 70 years more? Art thou certain that thou wilt live for 70 years more? The man replied, me? I found carob trees already planted in the earth. And so, like my fathers, my patriarchs who planted carob trees for me, I plant carob trees for my children. Then Koni sat down to eat, and sleep came upon him. As he slept, a hedge grew up around Koni and concealed him from human eyes. And so he slept on for 70 years. When Koni awoke, he saw a man gathering fruit from the carob tree, and he asked, "Art thou the man who planted it?" And when the man replied, "I am the son of his son," Koni said to himself, "This seems to prove that it is possible to sleep for 70 years. And then when he saw his ass, that by this time had borne many mules, Koni said, "Now it is certain that I have been laying asleep for 70 years. Koni went to Baito, to his bait, to his house, and said, "I am Koni, the circle drawer." Here, Midrash. Note to the previous Midrash on Psalm 7, the 17th section, 17th parak, 7.17. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Koni went to Baito, went to his bait, his house, and said, "I am Koni, the circle drawer." But his household did not believe him. He went to the house of study, the Beit Midrash. He went to the house of the Midrash, the Beit Midrash, the house of study. And he heard the rabbis, Ha-Rabbanim, say, "This tradition is as clear to us as it was in the days of Koni, the circle drawer. For whenever he had come to the house of study, the Beit Midrash, he had solved for Ha-Rabbanim, for the rabbis, every moot point they had. And he said, quote, "I am Koni, Ani Koni." But they did not believe him, and did not give him the honor that was due him. Full of despair, he asked for Adonai's mercy, and Nafsho, his soul, went to its rest. Rabbah declare, "People rightly say, either fellowship or death." Rabbah declared, "People rightly say, either fellowship or death." And here Midrash notes, so Rashi in the Babylonian Talmud 23a, the PE, the printed edition, and Buba have this, quote, either comradeship, chabarim, like Eov's comrades, or death. Either comradeship, which is fellowship, which is the chabarim, like Eov's comrades, or death. Rabbah declared, "People rightly say, either chabarim, either fellowship, or death." Koni, the circle drawer, the son of Koni, the circle drawer's son, lived about the time of the destruction of Ha-Hekal, destruction of the temple. One day, he went out to a mountain to be with his workmen. While he was sitting there, rain began to come down, and so he went into a cave where he dozed off and fell asleep. He sank into a slumber that lasted the 70 years during that the temple, Ha-Hekal, was destroyed and rebuilt. At the end of the 70 years, when he woke from his sleep, he saw that the world had changed. Where olive groves had been, vineyards were growing. And where vineyards had been, olive groves were growing. He went towards the city and asked, "What's new in the world?" And they answered, "Knowest thou not what is new in the world?" "No," he said. Then they asked him, "Who art thou?" And he said, "I am Koni, the circle drawer." Whereupon they replied, "We have heard it said that whenever Koni, the circle drawer, came into a city, it shone." And here Midrash note from the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, "Whenever Koni came into Ha-Hekal, came into the temple court, it shone. So in the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, it says, whenever Honi came into Ha-Hekav, came into the temple court, it shone, it shined. When he came into the city, it did shine. And so, thinking of himself, he quoted the verse, when Yahuwah Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, we were like to them that dream. Bishubi Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion Hayinu K'cholmin. When he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion. Bishu Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion. We were like to them that dream. Hayinu K'cholmin. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Hear, hear, hear the bait. The second verse of today's psalm is Morkof Kaf Wow Psalm 127. Az Yimale Sechoka Pinu U Leshonenu Rina. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter. Az Yimale Sechoka Pinu. And our tongue, o lishonenu, was singing, rina, az yimale sechok pinu, o lishonenu, rina. Rav Yohanan said in the name of Rav Shimona ben Yochai, in this world, a man must not fill his mouth with laughter, for it is said, then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. It says, then, az yimale sechok apinu lushonenu rina. Then will our mouth be filled with sechok yimale sechok apinu. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue, ayinai tongue, with singing. O lushonenu rina. And when is then? And when is then? When is as when? As the next verse reads, they will say among the nations, Jehovah have done great things with these. Hear, hear, hear. The next verse, the gimel in the next part of the verse. Hear, hear, hear. Actually in the bait verse going on. Here, the fuller verse, as yimale sechok apinu ulishonenu rina, as yomru bagoyim, then said they, yomru among the nations, bagoyim, as yomru bagoyim, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with these. Higdil Yahuwah la esota im eile. Higdili Yahuwah la esot im eile. Jehovah hath done great things with these. Higdil Yahuwah la esot im eile. It was said of Rav Shimon ben Lakish that after he heard what Rav Yohanan said, never again in all of his life did he fill his mouth with laughter. And here, here, Midrash note, this passage, it reflects the spirit, the irid, the spirit of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, among the Yehudi and the Yehudim, after Ha-Hekal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. This passage here, reflecting the spirit, the irid of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Jews, even we, the black Jews, after Ha-Hekal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. Rav Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, sitting in the presence of Rav Ze'erah, and seeing that Rav Ze'erah was overly cheerful, said to him, is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward? Rav Yeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, sitting in the presence of Rav Ze'erah and seeing that Rav Ze'erah was overly cheerful, said to him, hear from the words of the Mashal, Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward? The call etzev, yihyeh motar. The call etzev, yihyeh motar. In all labor there is profit. The call etzev, yihyeh motar. Or, for all sorrow there will be reward. The call etzev, yihyeh motar. In all labor there is profit. Rav Ze'era answered, I wear tefillin. Rav Ze'era answered Rav Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, who quoted Proverbs 14:23, for all sorrow there will be reward, which can also be translated as, in all labor there is profit. Bekol etzeb yihyeh motar. And Rav Ze'era answered, I wear tefillin. And here, Midrash note on this. His cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, for he put on tefillin as an avowal, a thanks, a confession of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence, of eifidence, of confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael. So when Rav Yirmiyahu quoting the Proverbs, for all sorrow there will be reward, Rav Ze'era answered, I wear tefillin, to say that his cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'Elohim, for he put on tefillin as an avowal, a confession, a thanking, a confession of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence, eifidence, confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael. Mar, the son of Rabina, made a wedding feast for Beno, for his son, and he saw that Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, were becoming overly merry. He seized a costly goblet, a costly chalice worth 400 silver coins, and broke it before their eyes. Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Rav Ashi, too, made a wedding feast for Beno, his son, and seeing that Ha-Rabbanim, that the rabbis, were overly merry, he seized a goblet, a chalice of wine, a goblet of white crystal, and broke it before their eyes, so that Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Sometimes the word Az, here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, sometimes the word Az, then, meaning then, it denotes the future tense. As in the verse, then, as, will our mouth be filled with laughter. As, yimalei asechok pinu. As, then, will our mouth be filled with laughter. As, yimalei asechok pinu. Sechok finu. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah. Turn our captivity, O he who be who he be. Shubah, Yehovah, eta shibutenu. Shubah, Yehovah, eta shibitenu. Turn our captivity, O he who be who he be. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac taught, a day of heavy rain is as consequential as the ingathering of Yisrael, of Israel. As is said, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, here at the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. Shubah, Yehovah, eta shibutenu, kai fikim ba negev. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. Ka ifiki, ka as ifiki, the streams, ba negev, ba in the negev, in the dry land or in the Negev in the south. By Ifakim, Ka'ifakim, Ka'ifakim, by Ifakim or Afakim, by streams, is clearly meant streaming rain. As in the verse, even the verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, and the streams, Afike, Afike, and the streams of the sea appeared, and the streams, Afike, Afike, of the sea appeared. And here in the KJV, the verse is read, and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of Jehovah, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. So here we have the verse in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, that may also be translated as, and the streams of the sea appeared, and the channels of the sea appeared. Wayerawa ifike yama, yigalua mosdota tevela, bega errata yehoa, mia nishmata ruacha apo. The fuller verse, and the channels of the sea appeared. Wayerao ifike yam, and the channels of the sea, the streams, the ifike, wayerao, wayerao, and they being seen, ifike, ifike, yam, ifike, the channels of the sea, the streams, ifike, yam, the streams of the sea. Yigalua mosdota tevela. The foundations of the world were laid bare. The foundations of the world were discovered. Yigalu mosdot tevel, of the tevel, of the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane. Yigalu mosdot tevel. Be'ga'erat Yehovah mia nishmata ruach apo. At the rebuking of he who be, who he be, be-ga'erat Yahuwah, be-ga'erat Yahuwah, be-ga'erat Yahuwah, at the rebuke, at the rebuking of he who be, who he be, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. Mi-nishmat, 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 the nishmat, neshama, mi-nishmat ruach apo. Wayerao efike yama, ikalu mosdota tevela, deka rati Yehovah, mia nishmata ruach apo. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 127, 127. Here, he breaks with the fifth and the sixth verses, the hey and the wow verses. They that sow in tears shall weep in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Hazoraima de dimah, de rina yikazoru, haloka yeleka, uabakoa noseya mesheka, hazara boya bo, de rina noseya ilumotayo. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, an ox, as he goeth forth to his plowing, goes weeping. But at his returning, he eats the green shoots in the furrows. And here the metaphor, it changes here in today's psalm to life on the land. The peasant sows his seed with tears of anxiety. But when the time, the hour of reaping comes, tears give place to joy, to joyful singing. Hazoraima bedimah. They that sow bedima'ah in tears, hazoraim bedima'ah. The sowers in tears, hazoraim bedima'ah. Berina yikatsoru shall reap yikatsoru. They shall reap yikatsoru. Berina shall reap in singing. Rina berina in joy. He that goeth forth, halok yelek goings, haloka, yelek, uabakoa, uabakoa, and weepeth, uabakoa, uabako, ubako, bako, bako, ubakoa, no se, mesheka, hazara, meshek, hazara, bearing precious seed. No say, lifting, bearing, carrying, no say, meshek, interesting, the word meshek, even here in today's psalm, we have meshek. What is the meshek? Meshek is translated as precious. Then in the 120th psalm, we have meshek, brought out as mesek. Mesek in the translation as a place, but we have Meshek, a sowing, a possession, something precious, having a price, Meshek, from Mashak, to draw, to sow, to sound, to prolong, to develop, to march, the sense of a sowing, also a possession, brought out here as precious, Meshek Ha-Zara'a. Meshek Hazara, the seed, precious the seed. Bo Yabo. Now the translator says, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo is like to go his goings. Bo Yabo, Birina, he shall come home. The idea is he going, berina, with joy, with singing, no say, ilumotayo, no say, lifting, carrying, no say, ilumotayo, bearing, carrying, ilumotayo, carrying his sheaves, bearing his sheaves, the sense of carrying his sheaves with him. A different interpretation, a different targum. They that sow in tears. Hazorim bedima. The sowers in tears. They that sow in tears. This alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob, who, being afraid, wept as he sowed his father's bracha. As he sowed his father's blessings, berkoto. That is to say, as participating in the deception, whereby he would obtain his father's berkot, his father's baraka, berkato, his father's blessing. Saying, Wayomer, him saying, my father peradventure perhaps will feel me. Even here in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 27, verse 12. Ulai yemusheni abi, my father perhaps, yemusheni, feel me abi, my father perhaps will feel me. Shall reap in joy. This also alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob. Here, berina yiksoru, shall reap in joy, also lose to Yaakov, to whom it was said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, so God gives thee of the dew of heaven, and of the fat places of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Ve'yiten leka ha'elohim ala hashamayim uwa mishamane ha'aretz ve'rov dagan ve'tirosh. So ha'elohim give thee of the dew of heaven, of the dew of the heavens. Ve'yiten leka ha'elohim amital hashamayim, and of the fat places of the earth. Uwa mishamane ha'aretz, and plenty with robe, and nuff with robe, and plenty of corn and wine with robe, dagana with tirosh. Ve'yitena leka ha'elohim amital hashamayim, u'mishmane ha'aretz, with robe, dagana with tirosh. And he that goeth and weepeth. Hear in today's psalm, the sixth verse, the wild verse. He that goeth on his way weeping and weepeth. Halok yeleka uabakoa uabako. Halok yeleka uabako. He that goeth and weepeth. This alludes to Yaakov, to Jacob, of whom it was said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 29, verse 11. And Jacob lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov and Jacob lifted up his voice and wept. Yaakov, Wayisa etekolo, Wayabik. Hear the fuller verse. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Wayishaka Yaakov le Rachel. Wayisa etekolo, Wayabik. And Jacob kissed Rachel, Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. Wayishaka Yaakov le Rachel. Wayisa etekolo, Wayabik. 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 And bearing precious seed, Nose Mesheka Hazara. Hazara. Nose Mesheka Hazara. Bearing precious seed. Hear the wild verse of today's psalm, Psalm 126. Bearing precious seed alludes to Yaakov, alludes to Jacob, bearing the tribes out of Haran, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo yabo berina, bringing his sheaves with him. Nose elumotau. This alludes to Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob's bringing back with him sheaves of young men and young women. Sheaves of young men and young women. And here, Midrash, the final Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126. Here we have a play on Aluma in Elumotau. Elumotayo, Elumotav, Elumotao, Elumotao, Elumotayo. His sheaves. Here we have Aluma, sheaf. We have sheaf. We have Elam, young man. We have Alma, young woman. Here, referred to the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah, 79 and 4. Here, a play on Aluma, sheaf, and Elam, young man, and Alma, young woman. Bo yabo berina nose lumotayo. He shall come again, come home with joy, with singing, bearing his sheaves with him.
All seeds, right here, Lord Hebrew and Tulu. Job, come on.
שתלנו ים אבות, שהפכנו רבות הדרכים, שסללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו. אדמה תמאה למים כמוני לא פחות, עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות. בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה, רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה. יש מחכים שהמזל יבוא בדלת וידפוק, ויש כאלה שיודעים שהעולם ישתוק. כל הזרעים ששתלנו ים אבות, שהפכנו רבות הדרכים, שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו. אדמה צמאה למים כמוני לא פחות, עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות. בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה, רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה. אל תרחם
מחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות חולים לנסיבות שתלנו ים אבות שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמא למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה לימים שעוברים את הטוב לא שוכחים את הרצמים בצד וממשיכים בחיים בחיים ממשיכים ולא לא לא עוצרים לרגע לא נחים על דרך המלך רוצים לעלות לתקן את העולם לנסות לשנות מביטים אל המחר בעיניים פקוחות בתוך המציאות בונים לנו תקוות שתלנו ים אבות שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים שסללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו אדם עצמא למים כמוני לא פחות עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות בעולם פה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה
And that's Tabernacles right there. And here, Shavuot, from the same readings. But when I introduced that, I said, Kol HaZorim. And then I reckon I said, why I said HaZorim? That's the reapers. Here is, I say Zarim. And then we notice another little, the duality in the Hebrew as we have in today's daily psalm where it speaks about HaZorim, like the they that sow right there. And then we have Zarim, Kol HaZarim, all seeds, Kol HaZorim, all the sowers, sowing. And here, classic right here, till some more. Yes, I, the Holy Spirit in the upper room, count the seed and the fruit, of the Holy Spirit, in one's soul and one's life and liberty and give thanks. Right here, yes, I.
Well, I celebrate Almighty Father with praise and yes, black people, I love you always.
Come a man, till it some more, till this side some more. Here war a gwan and the ghetto youth poor. Till it some more, ain't so a miss a poor. Y'all get a youth school and poor. So come a man, till it some more, till it some more. Politician war a gwan, so put the food on me door. Till it some more, till it some more. Yo, make the youth set secure, no, now. This is the awakening, rise from the dust. Get a youth stop complaining and go manifest your work as early as the morning with the load of the coffee food from his west not and from sun me bring it from a Kingston people love them dust. Get a youth hungry, me a beg who no fuss nobody laugh because the government a post me now go carry them stuff. Don't get rook staff and not get brush. So till it some more. Get a youth hungry, me say get a youth poor. Till it some more. Till this side some more. Babylon a war and you hungry and poor. Farmer till it some more. Just till this side little more. Get a youth hungry and the black woman them poor. Till it some more. Till it some more. Yow! Bunty a door. Then them a war. When the wind you tell you still a sea I, like water in a rock me come fearing them dry me come free of all of them problem pacify and pacify satisfy get a youth face and a cry remember to yell emperor still a sea I peace from your heart put down your gun a beard get a youth to die how give your heart a Where you see ghetto youth of us and ghetto youth are live for till the style some more, see slatty the style more. Now, them have the ghetto youth collabore myself it till it some more. Give me righteousness more. Here war a one and ghetto youth collabore. Give me little more, give me the good air for sure. Oh, I... Gather us up for right children and make them no sense. Babylon system is the beast and the head is John Pope and Elizabeth and the rest of all of them way are mixed up in a meat and them bloody feast. Have them together seed and bomb poor people them are cheat. Me tell the ghetto youth and them now figure how we need cause Babylon have up them white sin. Kill it some more, kill it some more. Be war a gun and get a youth number. Kill it some more, kill it some more. Yo, farmer put down all the food on me door. Me say, kill it some. Babylon no kill nothing more. Or else Rasta a got charge your face or no kill nothing more. Righteousness more. Get a youth hungry and poor. Well then, rise up from the awakening, from the dust. No complaint for manifest your work as early as the morning, no the morning talk. Promise.
Shavuot Sameach, happy, happy harvest feast, Pentecost, Holy Spirit in the upper room, Shalom Chaverim, Shalom, Yeshua Shalom.